One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Hi guys, hello and welcome to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast. We are your hosts, Ruben Paul, and my amazing friend and co-host, Krithath Srinivasan, joining me from the province of Yelahanka.
Yep, Yelahanka, Bangalore. The city, Bangalore. Everybody just sleeps for no reason.
All right. See, you see how I took a chance in mentioning a neighborhood, because right now we are at that level of a career, right? Where no one's going to come and search for us.
Yeah, let them come to Yelahanka and search. It'll be fun. I don't live here anyways.
And also the best part is when you do make it, you will move out of Yelahanka.
Yeah, that is a sign of success that you are not there in the last place they looked.
Oh, yeah, very well said. The sign of success is you not being in the last place that you were for the last 5 years. Correct.
Oh, I have moved on in life both physically and emotionally.
This is such an interesting time, dude. First of all, apologies to our listeners. Okay, if you are regular listeners, you have sadly become irregular listeners because of us.
Correct. Oh, so profoundly put. You are trying hard enough to listen, but we are not trying hard enough to upload.
It's not you guys. It's like, this is like a proper, this is like us convincing you to stay in this relationship. It's not you, it's us. Right?
We are wrong. We try really hard to record each week, but since the lockdown, we are not able to meet and record. And it's interesting times for everybody.
It's very interesting times. It's quite path-changing times, I should say. Because, you know, Krithath was just talking, about this in the beginning of the podcast, right? If you stayed in the same place for too long, maybe something is not gone fully right, right? And this is very interesting because about two years ago, right? Almost every single comedian friend of mine was a full-time stand-up comic, right? And now we have given up on comedy temporarily thanks to the lockdown and all of that to become full-time office people.
Yeah, everybody's become a full-time, part-time comic.
A full-time, part-time comic. Like, Krithath and I were doing, I think the last show Krithath and I did of Frustrations, right? Not the last, the last but one show. I think we were doing at a cafe. And then we just realized that every single comedian was late to the show because they were all working on a Saturday.
Exactly.
The show at T-Tales.
They all had to finish. Yeah, they all had to finish office work and come. Because comedians are like, screw this passion shit. Passion goes for a toss when the pandemic happens. So we're all going to go get office jobs. It is nice realization that the whole industry has had.
It's a very good realization that we've all gone back to our office jobs and I've gotten super busy, including people whom I never thought would be busy. Like, I always looked at Krithath as a completely free man. And I called him. See, this is the most ironic thing. We were supposed to do this podcast on being busy 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and we didn't do it for very particular reason.
Because we had too much on our plate.
It's amazing, no? Being busy. Like, I don't know how sometimes it happens. Like, I don't know. Does this happen to you where when you are busy, you are extremely busy, but the other time you are the exponential opposite of it?
Yeah, there's no right balance, man.
There is never a good balance of, hey, I finished work, I shut my laptop at 7 and I read a book. No, not all that romantic shit doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And you're so right about it, right? Like, when the thing is, whenever I'm busy is when I open a Netflix account, okay? Otherwise, I say, I'm not going to pay it back. I don't even, because when you're free, right, you feel guilty for watching Netflix. You're like, what? Your bank balance is reducing and reducing and reducing and you're watching a Netflix series. All right. Huh?
Oh,
this is
good.
Why you don't deserve a job, you piece of shit, right? So you'll be like, okay, let me get a job and then I'll start watching Netflix. I can relax. Then you get a job and the first 2 weeks, right, you'll be killing it, dude. That first 2 weeks of getting money and being busy, you'll be like, oh, beautiful. Making money, money is going to come. I have free time. And then you're like, oh,
you found your purpose in life.
you'd be of that for like 2 weeks. And then once the slowly the work emails start piling up and then your work increases and they're like, oh my God, there's no time for other things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like this happens to me, although I'm a freelancer. Like the moment I get a project, I end up taking like a really big project, like unrealistically big, because I have been sitting dormant for the last like 5 days doing nothing. So I'm like, you know what? I've done nothing. They're like, hey, can you write 20 articles in 3 days? I'm like, sure, I guess I can. Like I just automatically think that because I haven't done any work in the last 5 days, the next 4 days, I'll just overwork.
So you're either starving or the only thing you have to eat is like only unlimited buffets.
Correct. It's either buffet or starvation. Perfectly put.
Yeah. And I think this happens especially if you're a freelancer, right? For a long time, work doesn't come by at all. And then when it does come by, then it comes in such large volumes and you're not able to say no to it because you're afraid of that one previous month that you had where you had bills to pay and you have lesser money to spare now.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's like a burden. But even office people, I think, do the same thing. I think it's just that state of doing nothing. It pushes you to do something. And then you just do something for the sake of doing something.
Right. Basically, to not like, basically at some point in being an adult, you start doing shit. Because if you don't, even though it sucks, because if you don't do that, it's still going to suck.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, sometimes I've actually spent a whole day doing some work that is quite irrelevant. Or like, it's not really paying me kind of work. You know what I mean? Like I reply to emails or pay like phone bill and do like all this stuff. But I'm still sitting in front of my computer. So when I get up after 2 hours, I'm like, ah, oh, that was a lot of time of sitting. Now let's like see Twitter for some time.
Yeah, man. I think this Twitter and this social media, right? I think exists because nothing else can give such short a break.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
when you want to take a long break, you sit and watch a movie or something.
Exactly. But what can you do? Like there's a lot of in between, like there's a lot of stuff that you have, like in, like say the thing is in between work, sometimes you have only half an hour, but you don't want to sit in. Correct. What can you do in half an hour apart from social media?
Nothing. You can't do anything. Like just now, we were supposed to record at 7:30, but I got done with work at like 7:15. So for 15 minutes, I was just sitting on Twitter and reading news about some BJP nonsense. Like that's all I was doing.
Yeah, it's good
because like I just had to spend 15 minutes. No, I won't do anything productive in that.
Yeah, no,
but
I'm
I was still busy for 15 minutes.
You were busy, so you were engaged.
Yeah,
it's not like you had a open empty mind to imagine things.
No, I don't think that has ever happened since mobile phones came.
The same with me, man. Yeah,
I think only when I lose network completely, or like if I forget to take my phone. Or I think when I'm driving, I miss driving though in the lockdown.
Yeah, who would have thought we'll miss such stupid things, right? Like even I do miss I was just telling my fiance today, like I miss going on a drive. And I never imagined myself saying that to anyone.
Like I think as humans we are just programmed to not sit quietly in a place.
Especially right now.
Yeah, I think that's also why the reason meditation became such a big thing.
I personally feel meditation is a slight scam though. I personally feel because
it is. I'll tell you my reason, but first you tell yours.
Okay, my reason is they're training you to not look at your phone and not look at social media. But where do you play your guided meditation track, huh? Where do you play it exactly?
And I couldn't meditate today because I don't have internet. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And they don't know how our brains work. There's an entire Headspace documentary. Headspace is the meditation company, right? That killed it really big time. And there's an entire Headspace documentary on Netflix. So I'm going to watch this. And then obviously I'm going to watch other things as well, you jackass. You don't know, understand who you're making this for. You're making this for the most unorganized and most scatterbrained human beings ever that has ever existed in history.
I know. It's just trying to bring order into a herd. Like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, if you are really, really concerned about people being, you know, scatterbrained and ADD and all of that, right? You wouldn't even have a Netflix series. You wouldn't even have a YouTube presence. You will just be like an ashram in the Himalayas.
Right. That's what some most successful Babas have done. The ones who failed are the ones that we know about.
Right.
But here's my thing. Okay. I used to be into meditation and all of that some time back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like maybe 3 years back. But then I realized that the thing better than spending 1 hour, 20 minutes meditating in the afternoon to like relax my mind is I take a 20 minute nap in the afternoon.
Oh, shit.
Right. And that makes me like more like aware and agile than like some being mindful of my breathing. Like more than that, like just taking a nap is so much more better.
Let me ask you this. What is the maximum number of naps you have taken in a day in recent times?
Not more than one.
Yeah, because I know this Krithath has got that Air Force discipline thanks to his family, right? He's like, I only sleep during the night. During the daytime, I cannot sleep.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I do this very weird thing. Like, so when I have a lot of work, sometimes, like in the middle of the afternoon, I want to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that if I go to my bed, I'll end up sleeping for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a nap on the yoga mat.
Oh, so it's purposely uncomfortable.
Yeah, so like after 15 minutes and the alarm buzzes, I am anyway like not too comfortable to turn around and go back to sleep.
I think there's a term for it. It's called a cat nap.
What, really?
Yeah, it's called a cat nap. A cat nap is basically a short sleep during the day. But do cats, I mean, have you ever had a cat?
No, never. Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I hate cats for some reason. I don't know. The reason why I hate cats is like a lot of people find that they're really nice or whatever.
Correct.
I kind of think that they're kind of selfish.
They are,
for some reason.
They're all like, hey, me, look at me, my house, my space.
Yeah.
They never listen to you, never follow instructions.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about I feel they don't give a shit about the master.
Right, that is true. Yeah. But tell me this, like now that you work in an office, okay, like you don't, you're not like a man of your own time anymore.
Sadly.
But now, so now, technically, after 7 o'clock, you should be done with being busy, right?
Ha, it's a very interesting question, my dear friend. Okay, so new realization I've come up in India, right? So the thing is, in India, you have two opportunities. One is you can work for an American company. Or whatever. By American, I also mean English, like British, Australian. For me, they're all American. It doesn't matter. All right?
Correct.
Right?
Like so, how for my parents, foreign means USA. Like,
correct. Foreign. I'm going to bring back that word, dude. I like that word, foreign.
foreign country.
We were using that term so loosely until before we became woke, right? Anyone comes from outside, look a little bit different. Be like, hey, foreigner, come here.
Foreigner. You know how blown away I was when I went to Malaysia and people kept calling me foreigner. I was like, really?
They called you a foreigner?
I was like, that's so sweet, dude. You think I'm so cool.
Yeah, foreigner. That's really cool. That's the thing, right? Like, if you work for a company that's not Indian, you kind of have a mostly crappy job, mostly, right? Because they don't really care. But the thing is, your work hours are your work hours, right? And that's the good thing. But in India, the problem is because of our amazing population, right? Like, they don't really give a shit. They're like, oh, you're not going to work 9 hours? Do you mean to say you're not going to work 9 hours? Okay, I can find 1 million people who are going to work 9 hours for a lesser salary than you.
Ah, that sucks.
So you just have to be like, you know what?
I'll just do it. It's okay.
I'll just do it, man. I'll just do it. I'll listen
to it. It's kind of like Bombay. Where you just smoke, you just feel productive. You have to be productive because everybody else around you is doing shit.
Yeah, you have to be. There are comics in Bombay. There are open micers in Bombay who do 20 open mics in a day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think everybody in Bombay is just like, when you go out, you just see people working so hard that you're like, okay, you know what? I'll just work.
And I understand also. I don't look down on them because they're just afraid. Like, if I don't work as hard, how am I going to stand out from this huge ocean of people?
Correct. That's what it is. Once Bangalore gets overpopulated, it will also become like that.
You think that's going to happen?
Hey, no, I don't. The weather here will.
Yeah, the people come over here, they'll be like, hey, you know what? Screw it. There's more to life.
Yeah. It's like, you know how Bombay people, they go on like a holiday to like Lonavala or something. They're like, the weather here is too nice to work. And that is Bangalore like all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
We can find reasons. We can find reasons to not work.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, different things when you said like, you know, after 70, you have time for yourself. I think when you're a freelancer, I guess it's the same even if you're a freelancer, the position that I'm in right now. Because if you're a freelancer, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a client comes back to you and says like, hey, there's a correction that I'd like you to do on this piece that you're working on, right? Or on this project that you're working on, you just have to do it. Right? Because work is so hard to come by and you've got this after a lot of effort and you know that other freelancers are not as lucky as you, right? Correct. So you just do it, even if it's like 12 o'clock and you're drunk, right? And you have to just put your mind in the right place and say, you know what, I'm just going to just suck up all my emotions and then I'm just going to do it off. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. And it's amazing. Some days I just call in sick. Like, it's beautiful now.
Oh, yeah. That used to be a thing. When was the last time you called in sick?
Yesterday. Not yesterday. Last week sometime. like I wasn't even sick. I was just sick of work. So like I give that as a valid reason these days.
Yeah. I haven't called in sick in a long time, man. It's the... I remember that. I have called in sick before, right?
Actually, after the vaccination, I was very happy. Like the day after the vaccination, I never like worked.
You know what? I'm going to be honest about this completely. All right. After the vaccination, right? Like I had a conversation with my fiance and I asked her, how are you feeling? She said, I feel a little groggy, feel a little drowsy. And she said, how are you feeling? And I asked her, do you think I should have some side effects tomorrow?
Correct.
Like, do you think I should make the choice to have side effects tomorrow?
Yeah, this is your chance, man. This is when you call and you're like, listen, I'm not going to work today. I'm feeling very tired because of the vaccination. It's like, it's there. They can't say no because everybody's suffering in the world.
That's the best part, dude. And till today, I know like one day after the vaccine, I was completely resting. Okay. And I felt really tired. And I do not know till today if it's like, you know, I told myself that I want to be tired and just rest the entire day, or if it was the actual vaccine like being in effect. But that day I slept 5 times, dude. 5 times in a day. 5 naps. Yeah.
This vaccination is beautiful. It just puts you to sleep.
Yeah, but being busy is the thing. Yeah. Like, you know, you people do it. Mm. Some people do it. See, the thing is, like you and me, right? At this point in life, I think everyone who's our age, like 20, 29, we have responsibilities that we didn't have 5 years ago. And correct. More interestingly, our bank balances don't look as they looked 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's damn weird. How has it gone down? Like,
we are making more money than before, right?
Yeah, but I think cost of living has gone up way fast.
Yeah, man, we have lesser money than we had when we were 24.
Yeah, in 2017, I visited 4 countries.
There you go, 4 countries, like and all out of his own money, guys. This is not like comedy clubs paying Krithath to watch his comedy.
No, I went and paid, and I'm like, can I please do comedy?
Yeah. This is all like his money.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, I was able to do that. And then today I want to be busy, but the world is like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah, it's a very difficult realization, especially for us comedians who like free time and independence and being in control of your own time, right?
Yeah.
we thought we found the perfect job. Until this pandemic, right? Be in control of your entire time.
Let me put you guys in place. Yeah. What is this? No work or no discipline. Telling one 4 jokes, calling it a job. Sorry.
But you know, you were talking about calling in sick, right? I remember one time, one of the worst jobs I've ever had. I was working in this really small company, right? And one time I showed up to the company and no one else was there, right? The other colleagues had not showed up. So I just decided, like, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. I just went and I just said, like, today is not today. I feel sick of this job. And I applied for, like, some sick leave. I said, I don't feel too well. I don't feel too well. I'm just going back home. And, you know, immediately after I sent that message, you know what's the first place I went?
What,
this is so stupid. Micro? No, this was during the day. This was, like, 11 a.m. in the day. I'd already given up.
Oh, okay, this is one of those days.
No, I didn't go to a bar. I wish I could have gone to a bar, but I'm not that cool, right? And I felt bad about it. Like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? I just went and I bought some useless shit for myself, dude. The most useless shit. You know what I bought? I bought my. I went to a swim. There's a swimming store. I think what's that swimming brand called? Speedo, right?
In Indranagar.
Yeah, I went there. I bought a bunch of swimming shit, saying, "You know what? I'm going to start swimming. That's what I'm going to do to enjoy my life." I hate being so busy in something that I hate so profusely. I'm going to start swimming.
Oh, that's the best, man. But I really missed a lockdown. I mean, in the lockdown, the one thing I missed, though, is like, honestly, I liked working. Like sometimes, okay, so my work is not that horrible. Okay, sometimes my work is just reading, like researching and stuff.
Right.
Right. Like when I'm writing, like say, for example, if I'm writing one freelance article for some newsletter or magazine or something, right? That's when they expect all your points to be really accurate. You need to like quote articles and statistics and all of that. So that is like a good 3 hours of reading. So right. I used to look forward to doing work like that so that I could go to Jimmy's, get a beer and sit and do research there.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
that
again
became
the free
a habit.
Life.
Yeah. Mm. And that became a habit. Okay. That I used to love going there and like getting a drink or something and then doing it. And then right. suddenly you couldn't go to bars anymore. But these people still want me to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what an interesting shift in lifestyle. Like suddenly, like you don't expect these changes to happen.
And I don't think it's the same doing it at home, right? Like I'm sure you do have alcohol stocked up at home, but you can't like just open a beer and just do work. It doesn't feel the same.
Yeah,
it's not like being in Jimmy's.
Yeah. It's not the same as like reading your articles like in the middle of a coffee shop or a bar or something. It just gives you like a thing that, hey, you're doing something different from the regular work.
That used to be my favorite thing to do when I was doing this full time. I would go to a cafe.
I
would go to a cafe. I'd order some coffee. I'd order something to eat, right? And I'd have like my laptop open and do some writing work. I'll get the Wi-Fi password, right? And I'd watch, like as I'm doing my work, I'd watch like everyone else in the cafe, like being so serious about life, right?
Yeah.
And every cafe is, even every bar to some extent, right? Like a Jimmy's is kind of the same because it's in Indranagar. There's like, there's one couple that's taken an early off because someone initiated a breakup and they said like, you know what, let's meet immediately. That's one conversation. The other conversation is one Ponzi scheme that's happening at one corner.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That Ponzi scheme is too funny. Like, sir, just give me your money, sir. Within 3 years, 75% return I'll give you on your money.
Yeah. And you know what the best part about these people are? Like when they're selling it in public, right? They're not shy at all, dude. I would never be able to do it.
They're so confident, dude.
They're just too confident, okay? They're like, see, today if I give you 10,000, what will you do with it? And that guy says some stupid answer, okay? Because anything he says is stupid. He's like, see, that's where you went wrong. This is what I would do. Oh man. That kind of confidence and all, I don't think I'll ever have that kind of confidence at my work.
That's the kind of confidence that, you know, people start call centers with.
Oh yes.
Be like, you know what? You're just out of college. But you know what I can teach you? I can teach you an accent that you'll never be able to undo. And because of which you will be criticized by the entire world, but now you will get 15,000 more than all the other classmates in your college. Do you want to do it? Yes, sir, I wanna do it.
so much fun.
It's so bad, dude. Like I think it's you know what, I have a problem. Like I think being busy at our age is fine, right? Because we have bills to pay and all that. But you know, being busy when you're young and you have money, right?
Yeah.
And your parents have money. That's just you being a dick.
That is very true. Also, I don't like these young entrepreneurs, dude.
Oh.
I hate these 12-year-old CEOs.
Go on about it.
Like, you know what I mean? When I say 12-year-old CEOs, I don't mean like just 12. Like between like these...
12 to 20.
Like these dropout of college startup miracles.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just hate them so much, man. Like it's because they get all their information from watching like self-help and motivational videos.
From watching Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, exactly.
From watching Jay Shetty and watching
Jay Shetty and Gary. Yeah. Oh, these people are like just because you can see that they don't have an own, like they didn't have time to build their own personality.
Yeah.
So they pick up one trait from a lot of people and then they become this one amalgamation of all of these self-help gurus.
Yeah.
Right. And they'll obviously make a ton of money. They'll give a great TEDx talk. They'll have millions of followers.
Yeah.
But they'll never really know what they actually could become.
Right.
I think like they're all going to like cheat on their wives or something. Like they have that.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's, you know, I'll tell you what. Okay. I think we can be together, both of us, both you and me, right? We can set up a entrepreneur package. Like how there's a complete package for like different people. Like for if you're a yoga enthusiast, then there's an entire yoga package. You can have a yoga bar, get a yoga mat, go for yoga classes and get free access to Headspace and all of that, right? So you and me need to put together the ultimate entrepreneur package. And that would include like, you know, a 5,000 rupee Starbucks voucher right at the start.
Yeah. Second thing invitation is... invitation to one TEDx talk.
No, we will first... No, not just the invitation. We will train you how to be a TEDx speaker.
Oh, yeah, correct. And we'll write a speech for you.
We'll write your speech for you. So we'll have a fake TEDx stage, okay?
Yeah.
And with a timer in front. And we will give people useless topics that will go viral, right?
Correct.
Like, what do you think?
Like, do this. I'll give you the best topic. Do this today and it will change your life forever.
Awesome. Okay. So that's the TEDx topic for today. You have how many minutes? Because Krithath has done a TEDx talk. He knows more about this, right? How many minutes does a TEDx speaker get?
Up to 18 minutes.
Okay. So you start a timer for 18 minutes and you have to talk, right? And the other thing is we will teach you how to start a podcast
for sure, and also we'll tell you we'll rewrite quotations to become your own.
Oh, beautiful.
That bear bicep guy does, right?
Yeah. Oh, that, my favorite guy of all time. Oh.
Oh, that bear bicep guy is too funny, dude. Like, he takes quotations from other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes quotations from other people and then he like rewrites them to make it his own, you know? Like,
oh, completely. Dude, I need to go after that beer biceps guy. I'm so sorry. Like, if you're listening to... I know you won't listen to this podcast. And I'm so happy you don't also. I think you have better things to do. Like, drinking beer, biceps, whatever is your passion. But, like, the thing is... Like, this one time... This guy's doing an interview with Saif Ali Khan. Okay? And it's a genuine conversation that... I don't know how... Okay, first of all, Saif Ali Khan agreed to be on a show. And I'm really happy for that. Okay? Really good stuff.
Gary Vee's been on a show.
Gary Vee's been on the beer biceps guy show?
Yeah.
That's also props to the beer biceps guy. Really good stuff. Yeah. All right. Okay. But like the funniest thing is Saif Ali Khan's on the show and then he asked him, so what is a moment that changed your life and changed your perspective on living? And Saif Ali Khan's like, you know, after the death of my father, it really put things into perspective. And he's talking about from a place of pain because my father was very close to me and the things that I learned, I kind of learned from him by imbibing his principles. And then without even breaking a second, right? This guy's like, so what did it teach you? Dude, this guy's talking about a death of a loved one. Are you a jackass?
This guy's just trying to scoop up all the good clips.
I think, you know, here's the thing. At a funeral, that's the last guy you want to call to speak on your behalf. Right? Because he's going to hog the entire attention of that funeral into himself.
Or he's just going to be like, look at him right now. Dead and still. Stillness is what you need in life.
Yeah, stop using everything in life as a metaphor for your stupid sermon on productivity, you jackass. Hate those
fools. Oh, what a guy. Love that bear and bicep guy, just ironically. Like,
yeah, like my favorite person.
Some days
person,
when I'm... You know, the best time to go to Bear and Bicep's Instagram page is like after 5 drinks. And just like watch everything on his Instagram like for 10 minutes and you'll just have such a good laugh at it. Like,
yeah, it's so funny, dude. Like my new
it's
thing
like
is
how
like,
can how can everything you say be like an example or like a like it's always like some like he'll be talking about some flower and the flower like, hey, but you know this flower didn't grow on its own without the support of it.
Yeah, and this flower always didn't have the fragrance that it had a long time ago. So even
it worked really hard.
It worked hard, and out of its perseverance and effort came the fragrance that it now exudes.
Oh man, should really become like these. Or why don't we start a parody self-help channel?
Oh, we should totally do that, dude. How happy I'd be doing that. Yeah,
I'll just be so happy shitting on these self-help people. Because some of them have actually, like some, let's put it in perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I have actually become a better worker, like in terms of my work ethic, okay? Like some people have been really helpful, okay? And you know that those people are like the right people, like Tim Ferriss, his book, very helpful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, there are some people who can actually give you genuine advice.
Okay. So, right? Did you follow any of Tim Ferriss's advice, and did it really have some impact on your life?
I mean, not directly, but it, like, it gives you, like, a thought of, oh, shit, yeah, okay, this is how I can do it.
Okay.
Not verbatim. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? Like, his book is insightful, not enlightening.
Okay. Right. That's, I know what you mean. But did it really change things for you?
No, but it didn't. It wasn't a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm. Because you know what I feel about self-help? I think self-help is like, we have chat on self-help before, right? I think.
Yeah, one full episode.
One entire episode. But you know what I think now, which I didn't cover that time? Self-help, it's needed. Because you know why? It makes you feel really good about yourself.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't know what. It's just some really feel-good thing. Like, you know what? We'll just read
it.
That
is exactly the concept of being busy. You get it? That is exactly the concept. See, because here's the thing, right? Some days you could have done nothing, okay? But you like wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Okay? And you like rearrange the books in your cupboard.
Yeah.
Right? And then you sat on the couch the end of the day going, you know what? Today was a lot of work.
Yeah, you feel good, right?
You feel good because you did something. You were busy, but you weren't like... I mean, that's what keeps you going. You don't have to actually... I agree with people who say, hey, what, you just send an email and call it work. I'm like, yeah, you know how hard it was to do that.
Yeah, especially with the Krithath Srinivasan email, which will be a really elaborate email. Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I have to read it. Also, I have to read it 5 times, right? Because of my spellings and my dyslexia.
Yeah, okay, fine. Fair enough. So it is an effort.
It is quite an effort.
It's almost like a person with one arm shooting an arrow.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Supportive.
No, it is, man. It's just hard, but he does it and he's still a writer and he makes his living paying his bills as a writer. So fuck you guys for making fun of Krithath.
Correct. Making fun of my spellings. But okay, Rupen, last thought, okay? I'll get this extracted from you.
Okay, cool.
Like on a day when you don't want to do any work.
Right.
But you still want to do something. How do you convince yourself that you have done something?
Ha! Sweep the house and mop the entire house.
No, that always works.
Always. Always.
Yeah. Now that I'm living with my parents in the lockdown, for this month, I'm going back next week to my house. But in the lockdown, right, I have voluntarily washed the vessels every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, you know what? It's the best task to do. You can just stand in one place and finish it.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. There's a guy, I was reading this off the other day. There's a guy, I forgot, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I'm going to butcher it, but I'm going to still make an attempt. There's a guy named Paul Thoreau, okay?
Okay.
So he's basically a British writer who, I don't know if you know this, but I think you do know this, that the entire world was once connected by railways, right? Especially like Europe and Asia was connected by railways.
Correct.
Okay, so you could technically travel all the way from England to India just by railroads.
Right.
At one point. Okay, so it's his train journey from England to the Indian subcontinent. Okay, so he's coming through all the places like Iran, Turkey, Iran, Pakistan, India, all of that. Okay, so that's his entire journey. So there's one train journey where he was taking, he was the only person in the entire compartment. Okay, he was just him. And he said, like, I was feeling so lazy because my train journey is going to take a week. So I just decided that I'm going to mop the entire train feel busy. Yeah, so he just took his shirt and just put water on it and just mopped the entire train. And he said, like, oh, there was no reason for me to do it, but I feel really good.
Yeah, sometimes you can just feel good from doing 2 things that you didn't need to do.
Yeah. So I think we've come to a conclusive evidence that being busy just makes us feel good.
Yeah. That's why we all thrive for it.
So I think it's like a drug, no? You do a little bit of it and then you feel good and then you're like, oh my God, I need to, the only way for me to go to the next level is to do more, and then you hate yourself, but you can't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically for those days when you have nothing to do, you still need to find one thing to do so that you can go to bed that night. Calling it a victory. Otherwise, you'll be like, ayo, what today? Nothing at it.
But when was the last time you didn't do anything at all? Oh, like, I'm not even saying like no Netflix, nothing.
That's impossible.
Yeah? Like, you just...
I don't think so.
I think the closest... Go ahead.
Even when I go on a holiday, I like doing stuff. I don't go on these holidays where you just sit in the room and order room service.
Right. Yeah. I think the only person I've ever met in the world who's so zen, who can do nothing, is my fiance. She can do like nothing the entire day. All she needs to do is just be with her dog.
That's also a blessing.
Yeah, so that's also like, I think just like how, okay, fine, I'm gonna blame her, right? I'm gonna say like, you know, just like how you have a dog, I have Netflix.
Ah, correct.
All right, cool. I found a way to sounds not even fun. Give credit even this time.
Very good. That's what a successful relationship is.
So sad for her. All right, okay. Yes, okay, friends,
thank you for tuning in to our episode of the Frustrations Podcast. We'll be regular since from here after, I think so. I don't know, actually. I'm not promising anything.
Yeah, but when we do show up, we'll make sure that we give you guys something good.
Something to grin about. Not laugh.
Yeah.
But like, grin at least.
That's also
or
a good
make
thing.
You think. Yeah, yeah, or make you think like, oh yeah, correct, even I do that. Like, that's the whole.
Yeah, or make you feel like, hey, I didn't do anything today, but at least I listened to an episode.
Correct, at least something. We gave views to some two failing comedians.
And for some reason, do it. Like, your podcast, still in my mind, I don't know if it's in your mind, seems like a very educated person's form of entertainment.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. It's a very intellectual form.
Yeah, it'd be like, what do you do? I listen to podcasts, you know.
Oof, I listen to podcasts and audiobooks. Oh my God.
Cool, guys.
Very good.
Thank you so much for choosing us. If we were your podcast for today.
Correct. And we'll see you on the other side on the next
week.
We'll
see you on the other side next week, hopefully sometime soon, bitching about something new. And follow Krithath, Hey Comic Curry, and follow me at Paul Rupin. And we shall hopefully give you guys a few more episodes before we come to the end of the next season, right?
Yeah, and, that's right.
Yeah, we should. What episode number is this? Is this 44?
Yeah, 45, 44,
42, 43. In the 40s, right? So thank you. Okay. But if you have listened to a majority of these episodes, we're really thankful. And do keep spreading the word about us. Tell your friends that we meet once in a while and bitch about something. And we're kind of relatable, if not funny, right? But I'd like to believe they're one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two, for sure.
One of the two? Okay. So thank you, guys.
Okay, see friends. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.